So hello everybody and welcome to another episode of the Epic Phelan Podcast. Today I have with us Grace Yan. And Grace Yan is a Calgarian here that is running for mayor. It's going to be an interesting race for Grace. So thank you very much, Grace, for coming.
Well, thanks for having me, Ryan. I'm really happy to be here.
Right on. I'm happy to have you on. Tell me, first of all, who is Grace Yan? Like, tell me all about you in a Cole's Notes version.
So, yeah, I mean, basically, I'm a mother. I'm a business partner. I'm a foodie. I love eating at restaurants. I'm a pianist. And I am somebody that just loves this city. Really excited, you know, to be looking out for the best interest of Calgarians. But yeah, I'm also a fitness buff. I do yoga, I spin, and bar, right? I don't do Muay Thai, you know. I should try that.
Yeah. So, you know, Mike Miles from back in the day, and he was a guest on one of my earlier podcasts. It was really fun. We did, this is when we were meeting in person, and we met at a brewery here. We played a game of Jenga between our questions, and it was really good. So I get to officially say that I beat Mike Miles.
And I'm Muay Thai. That's hardcore. That's a hardcore workout for sure.
It's a fantastic workout for sure.
Oh yeah.
So other than fitness and being a pianist and a foodie, we're gonna get back to the foodie part here in a bit too. But you are also involved in real estate.
Yes. So I'm a commercial broker, selling businesses, buildings, leasing spaces. It's really just helping. Again, it's helping people with a need. You know, you just help them, and they're from all over the world. Different franchises, different investors that come in here. And it's exciting because we get to show them what Calgary has to offer. And just such a wide variety right now, right? That they can choose from. For me, it's fun. And to me, that's not really a job.
If you enjoy what you do, then you never truly work a day in your life or whatever. But saying that, I was thinking about this. And I was thinking, what does Calgary need right now? And I don't think you'll have a problem agreeing with me on this, but we're looking at high vacancies in our downtown core. And actually even, you know, who knows if, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel with the pandemic, but who knows what the fallout's going to be afterwards. I have my own predictions of what I think energy is going to be up, you know, just because everyone's going to want to get out and do things. But at the same time, we've always kind of faced this question of what does Calgary need to do to not be so reliant on oil and gas? And I think a realtor might be somebody that's really good to talk to kind of see trends and what's going on. That might be a great transition into leadership of
the city.
The type of people that we're going to be attracting to our city.
Obviously, it is very, very important that we fill those buildings. Okay. There's 30% vacancy right now in downtown. And, you know, when the downtown is filled, it really helps with the vibrancy and the energy and the economics of the city. Having to attract all of those companies back again, to have the confidence back in the city. And whether that's tech or energy, oil and gas, I mean, there's so many other sectors, okay, water, but even for tech, I mean, we offer so much for these tech companies to be here. We have the talent, we have the climate, okay, to fill that Calgary Herald building with like a Google data center. I mean, to see Google in that building, wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be exciting?
That'd be awesome. Right? And I think you hit the nail on the head with climate. Now, I'm going to say I do not know enough about politics, and I also don't know enough about tech. I mean, but I always thought, you know, with like computers and everything kind of heating up all the time, it's like you don't want them in hot places like San Francisco. You want them in cooler climates.
Yeah, so they would really save on the energy because we have cold weather about 8-9 months out of the year. So that alone would benefit them to move here. So Google, Microsoft, please come to Calgary.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got the weather. Okay.
Yeah, you got the weather you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
What inspired you to run for mayor?
Obviously, for the love of the city, right? Leadership of mayor is crucial because it is the mayor the people will look to provide the vision and energy and sense of confidence in rebuilding and recovery. So being a Calgarian and seeing what we could do better, okay, and how my parents moved to this country. I was 5 years old. We moved here from Manila, Philippines, and working hard, effort, it achieved success. And anybody that you work hard, and we have the opportunities here in Calgary, you know. So that to me is really inspiring. I mean, knowing that what the city can be and will be, we can do it.
I do think we have a can-do attitude in Calgary for sure. I think there's a lot of entrepreneurs, plus a lot of really smart people when it comes to engineers and people involved in the business sector. I even think we do have a great arts community. Unfortunately, they all run off to Vancouver. So we got to, I think, focus on maybe trying to keep them around too.
Oh, yeah. No, the arts contributes a huge amount to economics of the city as well. Okay. And it really contributes to the vibrancy when we support, you know, arts and entertainment. We have to create that, you know, we have to create that as a city.
Absolutely. We have, and we got to be supportive of it, and we got to support all industries. Another, again, you know, going through and mentioning all my past guests here, Michael Peterson is an award-winning movie producer here. And I just actually got to watching one of his latest movies. It's a werewolf movie called Bloodthirsty. Really great movie. I mean, I think it was filmed in Edmonton, but it's Calgary company, and it was fantastic. It definitely had a deeper meaning behind it. It wasn't just blood and guts, and it was like, but it was a really cool werewolf movie, and it was just a really well produced.
Well, here are some stats. Okay, 79% of Calgarians believe that a strong arts and culture scene is a key to creating a vibrant, safe, and prosperous city. Okay. That's from a survey done by Calgary Arts and Development. 80% of Calgarians believe that support for arts and culture, including festivals, is somewhat very important for quality of life. So it's very important for us to support the arts, okay? Because it really does contribute to the economy.
We're not just a cowboy culture here where, you know, we have a vibrant art scene.
Yeah, and they've been hit hard by the pandemic. I mean, along with other, you know, industries. But, you know, the arts and culture, I mean, we haven't had concerts. I think other places in the world have already started their concerts and their sports events too, right? Like, I'm seeing some of these clips and these stadiums are full. I think it was in L.A., there was a Clippers game or something.
Yeah. I think so. I think I've seen that too. It's just, it's just wild. It's just packed. When you go to those games too, it's different from going to a hockey game with 20,000 people as opposed to going to like a football game or a baseball game where it's 40,000 people.
Well, and the way they put it together is different in LA and in Vegas, right? It's a production.
Oh yeah, it's huge. I remember me and a couple friends years ago went to LA or to Staples Center for a WrestleMania, but that was 75,000 people. It was more than the stadium I've ever held it before that. But speaking of which, that's another thing Calgary is great and known for is being a huge part of that community as well. So, you know, you got the Hart family there being, you know, something, I think because of it is so niche, it's that some people might not see it as something viable, but yeah, it's a huge thing as well.
And that's what we really have to promote as well is the sports. Okay. You have to support all these different initiatives for arenas, okay, and different centers, like rinks. I think we need more rinks in more spaces around the city. A lot of them are just so far out, and we need even just little ones in the communities. And, you know, the corral was demolished, which was sad, which I think we really still needed, but we could have used the corral still for junior hockey. I think instead of demolishing these things, we could still utilize them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like even for junior hockey, or I think instead of demolishing them, we need to actually create more of these sports arenas and, you know, rinks.
And then we're getting quite diverse too. So if you know, again, you know, typically a big hockey town, right? Calgary, right? Not everyone's a hockey fan, right? So, but we have the Cavalry, if you like soccer, and a whole bunch of people that were going to the Cavalry game. So that's a great addition to our city, I believe, too.
Well, I think we need, okay, a basketball team, a baseball team, soccer team. I mean, our Muay Thai team has been actually international. With Mike Miles, they were international, okay? But we really have to promote the more teams, I think it would help our city.
I think so too. I think I listen to a lot of radio shows, and a lot of them are filled with comedians that come on and whatnot. And they talk about Calgary all the time. You know, oh, I was in Calgary, and I notice that it's changed from having to be like Calgary, Alberta, Canada, or Calgary, Canada, where they can now just say Calgary and they're expecting the people know where it is. So I think that's kind of cool, where there isn't that need to explain where they're going.
Well, you know, when you say Canada, typically people say Toronto or Vancouver, but now people, you go Calgary, it's like, oh yeah, yeah. They usually say, okay, the Stampede or the Calgary Flames, because I don't know if do you go to Vegas much?
Oh yeah, I've been a couple times. I went during a time where there was so much going on that I think it spoiled it for me. So I had such a good time my first time. I'm worried if I go again, it's going to be not as fun.
Oh, I know. Vegas is always fun. It doesn't matter how many times you go. There's always something different to do. But when we were there once, they had the hockey games, and they promote all the sports huge over there. And all you would see was Calgary Flames and the Las Vegas Knights, okay? But they were saying, like, they had the Calgary Flame on the billboards. That was amazing. And I think so more and more people are aware, you know, because, I mean, Vegas is known for marketing and, you know, it's all over the place. You see it.
Speaking of marketing, I'm a big fan of marketing, and it's just sort of, it's in my blood. But the thing that I question is I look at somebody like yourself that's running for mayor. Now, of course, it's a great time because the incumbent, you know, there is no incumbent. But I find a lot of people are detached from politics, especially when it comes down to like the city level. The people are like, I have no idea who's even running, right?
You're absolutely right, Ryan.
They might be like, oh, there's this guy, but I hate this guy, right? So that's the name that they know, the guy that they hate. But so someone like Grace, who's awesome, how does Grace get her message across, and how do you get out there and get people to know about you?
Oh, why? You're absolutely right. I think when I'm speaking with Calgarians, you know, they're not really thinking about municipal politics right now. The election is October 18th. So everyone, please make sure you vote October 18th. October 18th. It's very, very important. You exercise your right to vote. But when I'm talking to Calgarians, Ryan, and actually some random lady ran up to me and she says, I don't know anything about politics. I don't know platforms, policies. She says, you're Grace Yan, you're running for mayor. And I said, yes. And she says, are you the only one running? To me, that's volumes.
Yeah.
So when I do talk to the general public, you're right. They don't know candidates. Like, a lot of people don't know or follow politics. And the people following politics, yes, they're the same circle. They know the candidates. They're the same group. Okay. But the general public, it's just mainly just getting out there I have a big social media presence. I was already known in the real estate industry before, so my name was already out there. And we did a lot of marketing beforehand, even, I mean, as a, you know, broker. This is all you do, is you market. And it's what you're used to. You live and breathe marketing. So we embrace it. And so it's kind of the same thing. It's just a different topic.
Yeah. No, that's very interesting. And I think the, Nenshi, that's when he first got elected. I think that was a big, I know that was a big thing. He went heavy on social media and he wasn't expected to win the first time, but he was an outlier that kind of surprised everybody because he had a huge social media following.
This campaign is different than any other campaign, okay? Because everything has been virtual. You know, we weren't allowed to really door knock. And if you did door knock, you have to respect people's space.
You run a 50-50 chance because I'm pretty down the middle when it comes down to, it's a very touchy subject. So, but when it comes to Corona or much anything else, I like to hear both sides. But yeah, if you knock on someone's door,
you have to be careful. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone could just easily be like, okay, now I'm voting for anybody but you because you had the nerve to knock on my door during this pandemic.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So we have been very, very respectful and we haven't door knocked at all. Even though restrictions are lifted, you know, do you still want to? I mean, people are still, you know, sensitive about it. So, you know, we've been doing everything virtual. I have a forum right after this. Everything's been on Zoom, you know, so everything, you know, your fundraising is virtual, like everything. And so, you know, in a way, it's good because we're able to actually meet more people, like boom, 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 because it saves you on traveling time. But we haven't been able to even have a virtual office. So, I mean, everything's virtual. The office is virtual. You can't have a physical office because people can't come into the office, right? So it's totally different. So, yeah, basically all social media presence right now.
You know, regardless of the time that we're in, I mean, but especially in the time that we're in now, social media is huge. Now, you mentioned some platforms. What are some of your platforms that you're running on? Like, what do you want to bring to the city?
Keep it short because, you know, we only have so much time. Calgary is a diverse, innovative city of hardworking doers and innovators who take pride in their history, cherished moments, relationships they have, and strive to create a future where everyone can realize their potential. So my why is to unite Calgary, stand with and for Calgarians, embrace prosperity. My vision is a Calgary where businesses grow and families thrive in the best city to live, work, learn, and play. And really the values we have to focus on is inclusiveness, right? Listening to Calgarians of what they need for the city. Accountability, integrity, business, supporting businesses, big and small. Okay, I want to emphasize that we want to support all businesses and recognizing that, you know, obviously the environment, okay, I'm a nonpartisan mayor, okay, I will work with all levels of government and advocate for interests of all Calgarians, and transparency is really, really important. You know, I mean, that's in a nutshell, but basically, you know, I have 150 pages, you know, if you have time to read, of exactly a blueprint for prosperity for Calgary. And that's what's important.
Where can people find that?
We're just finalizing it, actually. But yeah, it's 150 pages.
Mm-hmm. I know. I totally agree. And we're such a diverse people as it is, right? You know, everybody just sees oil and gas, but really that's not the only thing that we do.
That's not the end all and be all. I mean, there's other issues, poverty reduction. Did you know that during the pandemic, people live, it increased by 40%. People live below the poverty line. 370,000 Calgarians live below the poverty line, Ryan.
That's wild. That's what is that, a third? A third of the population?
A third. 30%, basically, of a population of 1.2 million. That's a lot of people struggling right now.
So yeah, we got to change that as well.
You know, and mental health is a big thing.
100%. Okay. I think coming out of this will help a lot in those situations. But I think mental health is more and more a thing that we are, I think, opening our eyes to, right? We've kind of ignored the problem for years and years, you know, in the past. And it's mental health is now something that is, it's much more accepted to talk about.
So when I spoke with the nonprofits, recovery centers, 30%, they've had a 30% increase of their intake for all sorts of, you know, addictions, whether it's drugs, alcohol, domestic abuse is up, and it all stems, again, from mental health. And so we have to find what the root of that is to solve it, okay? It's like, you know, when you have a runny nose, you give somebody a Kleenex, that's not going to really fix it, okay? So you have to find out the root of what's causing it, okay, and find a solution.
Look for a cure rather than just treatments, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we can't keep, you know, Band-Aid solutions. It's not, you know, it's not viable.
Absolutely. So something a little more on the fun side of things. Richard, what you do for fun, you said you're a pianist, you're a foodie.
We love restaurants and, you know, we try restaurants all over the world. I know some of your questions, it's craft beer.
Oh, so okay. Now, yeah, we're good. Okay, so we can do that. So we can do some rapid fire questions. And just first thing, or store or brewery or whatever it might be that comes to mind. So if I say to you craft beer, what do you think of?
Well, obviously there's craft beer, the place.
Yeah.
Trolley 5. Okay.
Yeah, Trolley 5, yeah.
I mean, these are the places here. I mean, I'm allergic.
Leech is another one, yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah. I'm allergic to alcohol. I don't even drink.
Oh.
So, yeah. But, I mean, those are the big ones. You know, if you were going to visit Calgary, you know, go to Trolley 5.
Okay, so local musician, if we're going to keep on the rapid fire.
Honestly, I love Irene Bessie. I mean, she's a legend. She plays the piano like me.
My dad is actually a classical piano teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
So I took piano at Mount Royal. And Dr. Munn was my piano teacher at the time. And she was a director. She was the director of music there. And she was blind. And she was the first woman in the world to get her doctorate in music. She was British. You had to actually audition to be a student because everyone wanted Dr. Munn as their teacher, you know. And she was 80 when she taught me way back then. So
that's,
yeah,
like my grandmother, yeah, too, was she taught until well into her 80s. Yeah, that's
really. So do you play?
I have chopsticks maybe, and the first little bit of Happy Birthday, I got that down.
That's okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
that's fun.
But yeah. You mentioned so she was the first woman teacher at the university for...
No, she's the first blind woman in the world to achieve her doctorates in music, Dr. Munn.
Oh, wow.
And she was my piano teacher. She was a concert pianist for the Queen of England.
That's wild.
No, seriously, it was a privilege to have her.
So very privileged. But speaking of firsts, if you were to become mayor, you would be a first. Would you not? Would you
yes,
not be a first, so, first, first woman mayor of Calgary?
Yeah. So when I'm mayor, I would be the first female mayor of Calgary, and the first Asian female mayor, and the first Philippine female mayor of Calgary. So no other Philippine person has ever run for mayor.
There you go. I mean, you have a huge Philippine community.
30,000.
Wow.
It is big. And so my forum is with the Philippine Fiesta. It's called Fiesta Filipino. So yeah, it's exciting, isn't it?
That is very exciting. Okay, back to the rapid fire questions. Local artist.
Me.
And you.
So I'm an artist. Yeah. Anyways. I dabbled in like abstract art, and I do big abstract art. So I was commissioned for years. Yeah, some of them are law firms, but they're big. Like my art is huge. They're like 4 feet by 8 feet, 5 feet by 5 feet.
That's awesome. So actually, I want to ask you a question, and this might be a little touchy one. So I look at some of the things Calgary's done in the past. I like the Peace Bridge. I think that's really cool. But I look at some of these things that we've done in the past, and why are they commissioned out of the city when you have so many local artists within the city that you could rely on?
From what I understand, when I talked to the Calgary Arts Development, they said that they actually have to throw the bid to the world. And that's how everyone does it around the world. So even other parts of the world, they throw the bid, and then there's some people from Calgary that do their art, Right, but you're right. Like, obviously, I would like to keep the art local, as much as possible, and support our local artists. To me, that's important, to first support us. If we're going to spend money, why don't we spend it first?
That way you get the soul of the city too, right? Like you get the, the true vibe of the city, somebody that's already here.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. I know. It's confusing.
It is confusing. So favorite food. What's your foodie? What do you like getting out to?
Honestly, I love Philippine food.
I don't think I've been to an exclusively Philippine restaurant.
You've never gone?
I check everything out. Like I love Thai.
Okay. If you like Thai food, you'd like Philippine food. So there's a few good restaurants here in the city. And there's some in the south and some in the north, but I cook Philippine food myself. My parents forced me to, so it's great because I know how to cook it. But I love Philippine food. But you know what? I'm really overall not picky. Like I love seafood too, like lobster. I love Greek food, Italian food. I love East Indian food. I just love food.
Yeah.
Right.
Me too.
I just love eating. So when we have food festivals, I'm there.
I love that too. And I thought the food truck thing, when that came in years ago, I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, those food trucks. I've noticed them pop up various parts. Have you seen them popping up?
Oh, yeah.
One time they were by Chinook, and then they'll just have signs. Okay, food truck.
Oh, yeah, they'll do like a little festival, like a mini festival.
Yeah, a little food truck event. I think there's one every Thursday by Chinook. But I think, the food trucks are great. Then you get a whole variety.
Absolutely. Other than the Stampede, what is something that Calgary should be known for?
Formula One.
Ah, yes. My brother is huge into that. Yeah.
Well, we should be known for Formula One, or having the first indoor Disney in the world, having the first Universal Studios indoor. In the world, I think that is what we really should strive for, and that will attract the world to come to Calgary. And this is the vision. You have to think big if you want to be big.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
That would be exciting. We have like the music center, right? And that's amazing.
The music center is good, so we can be like Nashville, and they're successful. So. That's what I would do as mayor, is bring other leaders in other successful cities and say, look, we want to be like you. We want an arena like Las Vegas. We want an arena like Raiders Arena. Come on. And guess what? No debt on that arena. No debt and no taxpayer money. Okay? It can be done, people.
Yeah. Oh, it can and it should be, right? Like, I remember when we had the Women's World Cup, it came to Alberta, but they came to Edmonton because it was a bigger field. And if we had some
better facility,
if we had better facilities, that would be That would be, it'd be natural.
It's a start. Okay, having the facilities and then they come. Okay, so if we had the first indoor Disney in the world, okay, that would be exciting and give the city hope that we're actually seeing something happening, right? And they're expanding. So I have been in touch with them. So.
Oh, I've already been in touch with Disney? Nice. Yeah. Well, I mean, now that they have all the Star Wars stuff and Marvel, it's huge. And it's not just your Mickey Mouse anymore, but it's...
Right, exactly. There's the Star Wars installations they've been doing. Like, I've been to many, many Disneys in the world, okay? And now if we're able to work with Disney, we would be the first indoor Disney in the world. And it would be conducive to our weather. And the world would come here because it's an indoor Disney.
Yeah, and then we still have the mountains as well to complement that, right?
So much we have to offer. And so it's just getting the message out, getting the messaging out to the world.
I absolutely think so. So you're busy, you have to stay in shape because you're running for mayor, you know, all eyes are on you, but you have to have a cheat day once in a while. What does your cheat day look like?
You know, honestly, to me, everything in moderation, including moderation. So I eat everything because I work out every day. So every day I'm up at 5 a.m, I'm either at yoga, bar, or spin. Okay. So yeah, I don't have a day that I'm just going to, you know, cheat day. I just eat whatever I want all the time.
just do your thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're not going to have a burger every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So everything in moderation, including moderation.
Nope. That is perfect. So if you wanted to leave our listeners off with something, whether it be a slogan, whether it be just come out and vote, leave a message for them, what would that be?
Well, I just really want to emphasize that, you know what, my commitment is to serve the citizens of our great city and contribute to its growth and prosperity. I will support public safety, encourage the continued improvements of the city infrastructure, inclusivity, nonprofit, reducing taxes, accountability, support mental health, education, nonprofit, support youth initiatives, diversity, support marketing efforts of arts and entertainment, cultural development, and encourage new economic development while supporting our local businesses, big and small. I would work on improving communication between the city administration and the citizens of Calgary. My focus is on the solutions and uniting Calgary to all work together to achieve success. With respect, grace, and humility, I pledge to help the citizens of Calgary by promising to work wherever and whenever possible to keep Calgary the best city to live, work, learn, and play.
That sounds really good to me. So on that note, Gracianne, thank you very much. And in the meantime, stay epic.
Thanks again for listening to Epic Phelan. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe, give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real Ryan Phelan, and visit my website at thecalgaryrealestateguy.com. Until next time, stay epic.